can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, September 11th, 2024, episode 104.
Well, hello. Hello, my queen. Hello, look at you, my queen.
Oh,
look
geez.
At you.
I'm still queen. In my workout clothes.
That makes it all that much more queenie. It does. Hello, love.
Hello, yes. My love.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
We've barely seen each other
I
today.
Know. You've been in the studio all day. It's your second podcast.
And for that reason and that reason alone, I would like... Oh.
Hold on.
Very good. Yes, that is the sound of a wine from a can.
Yes. It's Pellegrino.
What are you drinking? What kind of Pellegrino are you drinking today?
It is... dark Morello cherry and pomegranate.
I mean, you might as well drink wine if you're drinking that stuff.
No, I mean, a little different. That? I drank so much last week that I'm detoxing this week.
I know. I am drinking Augusta Vin.
Yes, a fan favorite.
Estate Sagrantino from 2021. This is now the good thing about turning 60.
Yes.
A lot of people gave me wine.
I know.
And no one gave me crap wine. It is all good wine. And unfortunately, you don't want to share in it. So there you go. So I'm just going to drink it all for myself.
I drank so much last week.
I know.
I mean, a lot of tequila, a lot of tequila.
Well,
wine.
When we went there.
Yes.
Your whole thing was, I'm going to drink tequila. It's going to be tequila all day, which really meant... Okay, we had a mixed drink at the pool.
Well, I can't just drink tequila straight up.
We really didn't have that much to drink. It was more for you than usual.
Oh, but more. I drank every day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was more for you than usual. I mean, it's what used to be just normal. Remember when I was courting you? You would drink with me, and then you got a ring on it, like, pa, pa, I'm not drinking no more. It's all good, everybody. It's all good. I got me a man.
Yeah, it was. I lured you in with my alcohol consumption. Right. That's right. That was it. Yeah.
Among other many fine points.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, she drinks with me. She's cool. Yes. Yeah, so what would you like to, I mean, we did the show last Wednesday from the resort.
Well, first, I'd just like to recognize that, no one else really recognized this today. It was the very odd day.
September
11th. This is September 11th. And up until, I think last year, it was still it's still kind of a big deal. People would still, I mean, they had their ceremony and remembrances, but this morning I looked at the news and was, debate. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, but did you see that Trump and Biden and Harris and Schumer, and I think it was Bloomberg, they were all at the ceremony?
I did not. No,
yeah,
I did
they not. And people were yelling, Donald, in New York.
No, I did not see that.
Yes, yeah. But yes, you're right. I think that the debacle of the debate.
Well, what I wanted to say is that we had COVID as a traumatic event in our recent memory, but 9/11, that was traumatic for the world for a long time.
I was freaked out.
I mean, our kids probably don't really remember
it.
Mm-hmm. Christina was 11, maybe.
I think Ellen was, 2001? Ellen was 6 and Elise was 4. They were little.
So tell me about where you were when that happened.
I was in Boca Raton, Florida. I had just come home from the gym and I turned on the Today Show because I used to watch Matt Lauer and Katie Kirk.
Yes. Before you read the People magazine from cover to cover with your Chardonnay.
Yes. No, Merlot.
Merlot.
I was never white wine.
Never.
Come on.
Hello.
And I turned on the television and all of a sudden I see this. It looked like a small commuter plane had hit the building.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And then it started to unfold and I got really scared and I called my ex-husband and asked him to come home and he was like, yeah, I'll be okay. I'm like, okay, thanks. And no, they let the kids out of school early and yeah, I'll never forget that. And then the whole anthrax thing started.
That was in Florida,
and
right?
Yes. Somebody in Boca Raton got killed and I would put rubber gloves on to go get my mail.
So you had a pre-COVID experience.
Yeah, I was freaked out about it.
I bet you were.
I really thought, our government will protect us. They'll protect us. Not knowing that.
Did that change at that point?
What do you mean?
That you thought your government would protect you?
Has it changed now?
No, no. Since then, did it change then? After 9/11, when you thought our government, or you thought
at the time, I thought that they would protect us. Now they were a part of it.
So that's my girl. Hold on. Cheers me again. There we go, everybody.
Oh my gosh. They orchestrated a lot of this. So anyway, but yes,
I was doing an interview in a hotel in Amsterdam. This is one of these, you know, these shows where like best of the 80s.
Yes.
And they interview a whole bunch of people and they intersperse it. And so, yeah, so we were in a room and the director and the production were in the room next door with the recording equipment and all, and we're in the middle of, you know, I'm talking about, I don't know, Milli Vanilli or something stupid. And they come in and said, guys, you need to see this. And they went in and we watched it on television. And I remember going down and said, oh, they said, we're going to stop this recording. I don't think that ever even aired. And I went down, I remember being in the hotel room, which was the Hilton Hotel. So it was international. They had all these international people looking at the screens and everything. It was impactful.
Yeah.
It really was.
Oh, for sure.
And the main thing, it's like it has affected indirectly billions of people.
Oh.
Billions of people have been indirectly affected by what happened that day. Not just the thousands of people who died on the spot, but the wars. I mean, that was...
Yes.
That really was a point of capture that I am praying very hard for everyone to get out of right now.
Yeah.
And our vacation actually gave me so much peace.
Yeah, me too.
Because, you know, we were every morning we'd be out, except for I did have a couple of show days, but I kind of worked it in. Mm-hmm. But we'd be out on the balcony drinking our coffee, which, by the way, came from bottomless mugs.
No. Carafes. I mean, we just kept pouring this coffee. We're like, it doesn't stop.
So when we checked in, like, what time do you like coffee? Like, oh, okay, 8 o'clock. Sounds good.
And I love that you said, can you make sure you do a pot of decaf?
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course. And so every morning, there'd be a little basket outside our door.
Yeah. 8 o'clock sharp.
8 o'clock sharp. And we just sit there and we just go.
I know.
What? There's still
but
more,
I would but typically, I would go work out and you would get the basket and then I'd come back and I'd join you on the balcony and we would do our Bible study.
And we would also discuss what we had read and it was so nice. And I really.
In this beautiful paradise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I got such a sense of peace over me. And I really focused a lot on trying to love everybody, just everybody.
Well, we were just talking about that. And I said that I don't think I hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. That's a really, really strong word. But I dislike a lot of our leadership in this country. And you said, you know, we've got to be Christ-like and really we have to love them despite their actions and realize that it's more of a spiritual war.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how do you love your abuser? Because I really feel like the American people are being abused on both sides. They're being lied to. Their money is being stolen. They're being robbed of, you know, mind, spirit, body. I mean, and so how do you get to that point to help me? Like, help me understand how do you love your abuser?
I've had a lot of practice because I have so many people who say such horrible, ugly things to me online, sometimes in email, but mainly online. And it's all trolling. I understand, you know, they're trying to trigger me with stuff. Because of course the best thing is if I respond and then they get to float on my flow. But I've really, I do it immediately right away. It's like, oh, this person is, oh, I'm so mad about this. No, wait. And I'll pray. I'll just stop right away. Whatever it is, quick prayer. Good to go. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just practicing.
Anyway. I found a lot of peace as well.
I think
in
we both
Mexico.
Did.
It was very relaxing. I mean, we basically did nothing but read, talk, consume alcohol and lots of food. We were perpetually full.
It was just the three of us.
Me
and Jesus Christ, baby. He was there the whole time.
There was about three people at the resort. There were not many people. That's true. There were probably less than 20 people at the whole resort.
Pro tip, if you really are into that, but you know, go in the off season. Everything seems to be cheaper. You get nights free and stuff. And there's just nobody.
Yeah.
And so then the whole staff just like, let's just serve them a lot.
Exactly. And so like on your birthday, the pool guy came with a dessert and they sang happy birthday to you. Then at your birthday dinner, we talked about this. We got the Tattinger champagne. Yep. And then the next night we were going to dinner and as we were leaving, they were coming up with another dessert.
I had to eat all by myself almost.
No, we ate the churros. We ate the churros.
Oh, the churros.
Together.
Oh, no, you're right. The churros. Yes.
And then, I mean, they just
forgot about the churros. Yeah.
they just kept bringing stuff to us and we just kept consuming all this food.
I think every morning we get up like, I don't know, man. I feel pretty bloated.
I'm not even hungry.
And then around 9 o'clock, 9:30, I think I got a breakfast. You know, I was like, I like those potato, sweet potato pancakes seem pretty good. What was the one breakfast that you had? I had that too.
The squash blossom omelet, which was amazing.
And this was not a typical resort. They really tried to do local, local flavor, local food.
And I loved that. I loved it.
At a certain point, I'm like, okay, I just want a steak.
Give me the mole.
Give me the tacos.
Because the
combination of spices, which I love, and Prosecco or anything bubbly, at a certain point, I'm just like, you know, I could use a Tums.
You have some digestive issues.
I got heartburn
in the middle of the night.
The
Mexican Coca-Cola and that helped you,
It helped me right away. Yes. Of course, the sugar kept me up for another hour. Yeah. But yeah, it was like I got up at 2 in the morning. Like, oh, man, heartburn. What am I going to do? Oh, here's some Mexican Coke. Yeah, this is good stuff. Go.
Yeah.
My stomach is fine. And they're like, hey, I'm wide awake. And I'm going to read some scripture. What's going on, everybody? Hey, JC, here we do. Yeah.
When we decided, like, a week was long to just kind of do nothing. And I think 5 days is kind of the sweet spot if you can take a day off, you know, we planned that.
If I didn't have to work.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot. Because I was ready to come home Saturday. I'm like, okay, there's only so much sun. My skin just, like, aged 10 years.
It did not.
Because I'm so brown.
You look beautiful. Oh. Beautiful.
But talking about skin... You now turned like a nice shade of brown, but you were sporting the langosta.
Yeah. Mr. Lobster. They're like, when the pool guy come out and goes, shall I move this for you, Senior Autumn? Shall I put the umbrella over here, Senior Autumn? Like, you see what's happening? Yeah.
It's like you don't even go in the sun, but you get
burned. I just
sit
under the umbrella.
And so I posted a picture of you, and Vic Pebby goes, SPF, zero. Because you were so
well, the
red.
First day, indeed. But I just sat under the umbrella for the first day, and boom, red. Next day, you're like slathering 50 on my face, 30 on my body.
And this is the thing. I didn't bring sunscreen. Because I don't wear sunscreen.
No, you weren't thinking of me.
I wasn't. And I apologize for that because I was just thinking, I don't wear sunscreen. I don't have to bring it.
He'll be fine.
And
who's that guy?
Oh. And then I looked at you and I was like, I got to go get sunscreen. Yeah. So I got sunscreen. But that was pretty funny when he said SPF 00. But you recovered nicely and you're not peeling.
I didn't peel. No, it's good. We saved it right in time. I didn't let like Florida, for those of you who remember Florida days.
Yeah, when you were like,
I got sunsick. Yeah. I mean, literally heat stroke, not heat stroke, but sunsick. Yeah. That was really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was fantastic. And
I liked the one night when Friday night we decided to just stay in and order room service and watched a goofy Tom Cruise movie. So that
was fun. Cameron Diaz. Cameron
like
Diaz.
20 years old.
You know, I love you for this because that night, and I think the night after that, because we don't have a TV. We have a TV in our room, but it doesn't even work. You know, it's not even connected to anything.
We don't even turn it on.
We've never turned it on, never watched TV in bed. Never in any of our homes when we've been together. Mm-hmm. Never watched TV. And it was like, I'll just turn on the TV. And I'd be flipping through channels. And you'd be like, oh, that's fun. And like, really? Yeah, that's okay. And it was like... Pawn shop guy. She's like, that's cool. Then I'm watching drag racing. You're like, that's fun. And motorcycles.
Well, I don't
and I'm
know. Just, you're taking it a little far. I don't know that I've been watching all that.
And then just flipping through other things. And then, and then Night and Day, which is obviously an action hero movie. Like, that's great. And I just like, I love my wife so much. She's so awesome. You don't care. It's all good.
You didn't love me so much when I ate your M&Ms, though.
No. Well, okay. So this is really interesting. So So the first, so I didn't know agenda.
Just, wait, can I just preface it with this? When I opened the door, meaning the libation and
I got,
food
no, but I gotta,
door,
I gotta set it
okay,
up.
Okay, all
I gotta
right, set go it ahead, up. Set it up.
So the hotel was obviously aware. I'm the podcast man.
everybody, yes.
Oh, you podcast
knew,
man.
Everybody
podcast
knew about
man.
You.
Yeah,
yes.
Podcast man.
Yes.
So, of course, there's a whole setup in the room with microphones and everything. Oh, it's podcast man. And so it was the first show that I did on Thursday. And
yes.
And I think you had just leaving.
I was
about
going
to
down
go.
To the pool.
And, mm-hmm. and so I had, you know, my typical kind of sinus thing. And the housekeeper who was there cleaning everything up, she came over and she had a box of Kleenex. Said, you know, for your, she points to her nose. Oh, that's so kind. And then the guy who refills the mini bar comes back in and he has this plate with bags of M&Ms and
snacks.
All kinds of other snacks. Oh, if, you know, in our Spanglish back and forth, like, you know, if you're hungry, I thought, oh, this is so nice, so awesome. Now, so I just put that down and I actually didn't get to consuming it because eating M&Ms and snacks
on the show
is a little rude. You'd be hearing me smacking around. And then before I knew it.
No, I put them in the refrigerator because I didn't want them to melt. And then fast forward Friday night, we're watching the movie. We ordered room service.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I get to tell the story. Yes, I remember now. So we got room service.
Yeah.
You know, I ordered a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And they bring in a bottle and Tina says, oh, I'll have a glass of, leave the bottle, Hector. This is good. And then, you know, we watch the Tom Cruise movie while we're eating and then the movie's over. And it's Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. I'm like, hey, baby, how are you feeling right now? And Tina goes, my stomach is a little upset. I'm like, oh, that's too bad. She says, because I ate the M&Ms. I said, oh, are there still some left? No, I ate both bags of the M&Ms. What? So you deprived me of a whole bunch of things that evening. I appreciate the movie.
Like, you just thought I was a cool wife. You're taking it back.
I'm not. It was actually so super funny because we're so good with each other. Now my stomach's a little upset. But then the reason it's upset is because you ate my M&Ms, which was the only last thing I had that night. Like, oh, at least I still have the M&Ms. No sexy time for Adam. I have the M&Ms. No, denied. Here. Chew on
and
the
you
cork.
You go, when did you eat them? I go, I was sitting right across from you.
I didn't even see it happening.
I even poured the whole bag out on the table and I was eating them.
I was watching the movie. I didn't even see that happen.
And I got up not once, but twice.
Didn't see. I was watching. Oh, this is a good movie. Oh, look, he's running on the rooftop. Oh, he's doing a motorcycle stunt. And I'm like, oh, that was great. And, you know, of course, they get together. They run off to South America. Oh, how sweet. How romantic. Hey, baby. How about I be the Tom Cruise to your Cameron Diaz?
I got digestive issues
from the M&Ms. No, I love you. No, I love
that
you.
That was funny.
You.
I'm like, I could basically tell you anything.
No, I think you can and have.
Yes, yeah, I can tell you anything.
Absolutely.
Which is how it should be. I always have fun with you, though.
We do have fun.
We do have lots of laughs. We do have fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Not like that couple we met on the way back on the airplane.
Oh,
remember
well, they
them?
Were 83 and 81. And
they'd met on Our Time.
Our Time, yes. An elderly dating app.
They'd met 6 years ago and he was now 83.
For angry old people.
Definitely. She's like, don't get up, Rob! Like, wow.
Well, wait a minute. No, he did. He was Chatty Cathy.
He was very chatty,
like,
Cathy.
What do you do? Where do you live? You know, how much do you make? And then he proceeded to say he met her. He told us his first wife was crazy. Remember, he said yes. She was crazy.
He said my first wife went crazy.
They spent a lot of time in Puerto Vallarta, and then he said, and I met this beautiful woman about 6 years ago.
And I already felt that she was kind of
very quiet.
Yeah, well, he was in a wheelchair, and he had trouble getting up and out, but he clearly wanted to do it himself. But she was not making any effort. And then on the airplane, they're sitting like one seat in front of us. And then She just started yelling at him because he wanted to get up or something. It was embarrassing.
He yelled at her. No. He yelled at her. He's like, stop telling it what to do. And I was like, oh, let's not be like that when we're 81,
no,
83.
No, definitely not. Let's just keep it at that M&M level.
Yeah.
When you're 83, I'll be giving you M&Ms, baby, okay, all day long. Here you go.
But one, I'll be popping them.
One other M&M. It's all good, baby.
I'll bet to have my mouth open. It's all good. No. Chidlywinks.
Chidlywinks. That's a game I have not. We need to get some Tiddlywinks.
Why?
Tiddlywinks is a fun game. When's the last time you played?
All right, for your Christmas
present. Oh, yay. When's the last time you played Tiddlywinks?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't tell you.
My God, I used to love Tiddlywinks.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
I can't even believe that you know, remember the name.
Sure.
Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, where you just...
You got to use the chip to poink.
Yes.
To pop it up.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's right up there with Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, Hungry Hippos. Yeah. Well, then our last night, Saturday night, we went and had a really nice dinner. There was hardly anybody there, so they knew us. But right. No. But before...
Did we talk about the tasting?
No, oh no, we haven't gotten there yet. But what I wanted to say was when we were at the bar,
the
guy made a little like cork statue and he had little headphones put on and he's like, I made this for you.
Podcast man. But it was me and you and you had the little long blonde hair. I should take a picture of it and put it in the show notes. You had your blonde hair and you had me the headphones and a little RSS podcast logo. Yeah, it was very cute.
It's so interesting how they know about the guests. Everybody knows about the guests.
The ratio was 80-3.
Yes.
There was no one else but us, basically. Couple from what, Calabasas or something?
Yeah. I mean, they were only there for a few days. And then there was the people
from the Czech Republic. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. When did we do the tasting on Friday?
Right.
Friday? Was it Friday?
It was Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
It was before, Friday.
Yeah. So we did the tequila tasting and that was before we, that was before I ate all the M&Ms.
No, was it?
I think it was Friday. I don't remember. It was Friday. Yeah, it wasn't Saturday. Okay. So yes. So you want to talk about the tequila tasting?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. You set it up.
Well,
I'll add color.
Yes. So we tried four different tequilas.
Sorry.
And we learned about the whole process of how it's made, which is very interesting.
It was, what's his name? Stefan.
And then we looked at the plant because I'm like, what does this agave plant look like? And it's not the leaves. It's like the base.
Yeah.
Of
like
the plant.
The pineapple, so huge pineapple.
It looks like a huge pineapple and that's what they press. Mm-hmm. And then they basically store it not for long periods of time though. Right.
Well, the plant has to grow until 8 years minimum.
12 years max.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the whole process. It's interesting to learn because we didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would say for me, tequila was, hey, let's do shots.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more behind it. And so it was really nice. It cost like $100 or something, you know, and mm-hmm. you got like a full hour of explanation and they had a little tasting thing. So try the Blanco, try that with the Tomatillo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Reposado with cheese and then the Añejo with the chocolate truffle.
Oh, so good.
And, you know, I think we're legit foodies in a way. You know, we love that stuff. We love the story behind it. And it was really nice. And we weren't hammered or anything. It's just very, very small.
That was a little tipsy. Not
amateur.
It was a lot of tequila.
Not really.
We had five glasses, which were probably about
a tiny little taster glass and a half, maybe. Dude, where were you in college?
Dude, I didn't drink like that. I went to school while I was working, remember?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
No, but it was interesting to learn about how it's made. And you cannot call...
just like champagne, you can't call it champagne if it's not from the Champagne region.
And you can't call it tequila.
It has to be from one of the five states in Mexico that are approved.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us about the history, how far back it goes. It was great.
Yeah, we loved it.
It was even super better after the...
Super bestest
that night. We ordered the dessert.
That was Saturday night, the next night.
Our last night. We ordered, we hadn't ordered dessert once.
You had the tres leches and then they brought tres leches out for you for your birthday.
Okay. Well, stickler.
Get the story
anyway,
right.
Anyway, Tina's
dude.
Like, hey, I got some M&Ms. Give me some Ultra Añejo.
That was the night before. Okay. That was the night before.
And I said, let's pair this with some perfect ultra añejo. And like we were professionals, and our waiter goes, Oh, yeah.
You're like, I want the Jose Cuervo añejo.
And how good was that?
Oh my gosh, with this rich chocolate cake, which had some sorbet, like a tangerine sorbet with it. It was, the combination was amazing. I had mine on the rocks and you had yours neat.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so good.
It's the little things, people.
Yeah.
It's
and
the,
so we walk out and we're like, oh, and I'm like, hey, can we take a picture for Instagram?
Oh, yes. So.
Wait a minute. The shirt.
No, that comes later.
No, that was the shirt you wore that night.
It was a brand new shirt. Tina, in all her loving Proverbs 31 wife wisdom, had purchased two new shirts for me, one for my surprise party and one for on vacation.
Yes.
And so this is the one, it's our last night. Like, I'm going to dress up real nice, have my blue jeans on, got my boots on, put on the shirt. And we're like, man, I'm going to suck this in a little bit because I think I've been eating all week. And so then we take a picture.
You put it on. You're like, I don't, why is this tight? And I go, wow, that's a large. You can't go up to an extra large.
Usually it goes like this. Well, you know, anytime you want to start working out, I'll help you. That's how it goes. So I'm like, now I'll just suck this in. So then we're going to take a picture. We ask the waiter, who actually very professionally has his own iPhone up in the air for the light.
He takes
the pictures and then it's great. And then it gets posted on Instagram. And then Tina shows it to me. I'm like, did you check this picture? Sure I did. Yeah, I know how that goes because it's Adam and Tina next to each other. You take the picture, you pinch, zoom in, make sure my face looks okay. How's my neck look? How do my arms look? Oh, my legs look cute. That's great. Perfect post. Meanwhile, I look like a bratwurst with all these fat rolls in my brand new shirt. I'm like, This is horrible. It's like, if I had posted that of you, you would have demanded that I take it off the web and my phone. And you're like, do you want me to take it off? No, it's fine. We already have comments.
It's fine.
It's fine. F capital F word. It's fine. And it lasted until the next day. Until we were home.
No, I just did. I did loads of laundry yesterday. And I said to you, I go, that shirt that I bought you was a slim fit. That's why it didn't fit. And, so it wasn't because you were like a brat.
I felt much better about myself. I was already ready to hit the gym. I'm like, I got to work out. This is horrible. What's happened to me? My body is going to crap. Oh, it was the shirt. Okay. All right, everybody, carry on, keep eating. It's all good.
Because I said, we'll go back to
clean eating. I'm like, this is really horrible what's happened to me. I could not believe it. It was shirt sabotage, second time in a row.
Shirt sabotage, that's a good title. Yes. Hey. And I said to you, I go, look, we're going to go back. We're going to eat our clean beef. We're going to go back to how we usually eat. I said, but if you really want to cut back, you need to cut back on the wine. And what did you do?
I went, no. Great idea. No. You're like, you can just have one glass of that. I went, sure. Sure.
I said, just cut back to one glass. Yeah. You would not have
that. Exactly that face. Do that face. Cut back to one glass. Do that face. It's exactly the right face. Just cut to it. But I love you, honey, no matter how you look. Sure.
All's well that ends well. It was a slim fit shirt.
I got cheated. It was fake news this year.
I know. I got to see if they take it back because they gave me the wrong size.
They did.
Yes. So I'm going to take it back.
That was really scary to me. Did I
now you know this? How I feel when I put my jeans on to go home and I'm like, oh.
Did you feel that way when you went home? Do you feel you gained weight?
No. I probably did.
Really
but
didn't.
I don't really care.
It was kind of. What?
No, I mean, I'm back to like eating like I normally eat, but it was vacation. I wasn't going to censor myself with that. I was going to enjoy myself.
Which you did. Romantic time
with my husband.
Yeah. Except for the M&M night.
Yes.
It was romantic time with my husband. Except for M&M night.
M&M night is another good time. didn't think you were going to tell that whole story.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Everybody knows. Every man knows this story.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So Sunday we get up. No. Sunday you did the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We had the. Wait, we had the final dinner on Sunday. That's what it was.
Sunday night. Yeah, you're right.
We left early on Monday. Mm-hmm. We left early and everybody was just so, so kind to us. And we only had the two complaints, which the towels were not soft and fluffy.
Three complaints.
Oh, the lighting in the bathroom.
No, one. Bathrobes were for midgets.
Yes.
I mean, I literally.
Midget bathrobes.
It came up to halfway my thigh.
It was shorty short on you.
Very shorty short.
Like, dude.
And would like, not
close your robe.
Barely close. Like, I know. Even I was like, it's kind of harsh. Can't sit down. Like,
no.
Is that all part of me? It's going.
And then when the food came on Friday, I'm like, are you opening the door in that room?
No, no one would get the wrong. I don't think he even said, I think he said, I'll open the door. Don't worry, I'll open the door.
The robes. Okay. The towels.
For as luxurious as this place, well, the towels are like sandpaper.
Yes. And I said to her, because she asked for feedback when we were checking out. And I said, you know, when you have a little bit of a sunburn, those towels are not soft.
No.
Yeah. It hurts your skin.
Interesting because.
Everything else is stunning.
This is what 60-year-olds talk about. I really didn't like the linens.
The towels were rough.
And I personally,
gosh, we sound so spoiled. Ugh.
Why? Everyone talks this way. They just don't have a podcast.
Okay.
Please.
And then the lighting in the bathroom.
So typically designed by a man.
But did you know that the lighting goes all the way up, but it was overhead?
It comes from the top.
I mean,
you could not do your makeup in that mirror.
No.
It was not easy to shave in that mirror.
So
it was just like, and we gave that feedback. It was funny because, do you have any feedback? Yeah, three things. And I kind of saw her face go, oh. Come on, I'm giving you this out of love. I want it to be good. I want it to be better. Oh, thank you for that feedback. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for feedback. And then when I say it, you kind of give a face.
Well, when you know, when the survey comes through, you know that I will be.
You are Miss Survey.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I used to do for a living. Conduct research, of course, to make it better.
And would you collect all the results of that research? Yeah. And what would you do with it typically? Would you send it to management?
Yeah, if I did like a specific research study, yes, we'd get the results.
Would you do graphs and pie charts
and
stuff?
Yeah, of course. Cool. And then we would say, okay, this is an area of concern. What are we going to do about it? Mm. You can't just do a research study and then just let it sit on the shelf. You could do it for a reason.
I think a lot of companies do research and then let it
don't
sit
do
on
anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
It's
a waste of money because it's not cheap.
But you...
Well, when I
a marketing communications expert,
yes,
you're not some fly by night person. You knew what you were doing, which was one of my first attractions to you.
Yes.
First thing I said
and
to you.
And my shoes.
Well, that's the second thing I said to you besides I like your shoes was I wish you were around when I had a company. I could have hired you.
Yes.
That's what I said. I was very attracted to your talent.
Yes.
And your professionalism.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Which is what I love so much about the newsletter. I love that we now have.
Did you read the newsletter?
Yes.
Oh, you did. What was the title?
I don't remember.
You did not read it because you would have laughed. Okay.
What was the title, babe? What was the title of the newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Don't be.
Oh, now he's looking for it. Rested, relaxed, and red.
Let me see. Okay.
You didn't see the caption on the picture either.
Which? Oh, now I'm worried. Here he is. Rested, relaxed. I'm sorry. What was I doing yesterday? I was doing something very important. How do you say lobster in Spanish? Langosta. Again, I give you so much material to work with.
I know.
It's fantastic.
I know. You really do make the show.
I make it look easy, babe.
Yes.
I make it look easy.
I could see you're reading it really quickly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, so then on Monday, we're checking out. Quick ride to the airport.
As we always do, we pray to God
for
safety, for safe passage, and for travel favor.
Yes.
I love Pastor Jimmy. He'd be like, we always have our morning bro talk.
Yes.
And of course, he was an hour ahead of me. Like, you're all covered. You're prayed for travel. Like, thanks. And then like an hour later, he says, what time exactly do you take off?
Aww, I love him.
Because I know he's going to pray for us the minute we take off.
Such a lovely, lovely man.
And wow. Once again, we had favor from beginning to end.
Yes, but let's talk about the middle. Let's talk about the middle. Yes. So we get to the Puerto Vallarta airport. There's nobody there. Like, it's like easy. Walk up.
Perfect.
Go to the gate. You know, perfect. We're just, it. Yeah, that's where we
talk
met.
Talk to the old 80-year-old couple who hate each other. The crotchety people.
Great. Met on a dating app 6 years ago.
Get on the plane. So we're good to go. We're flying. Everything's nice.
And so we land into DFW.
Although the purser was saying,
could we please get everyone getting your seats? Because we have some very short connections people have to make, 45 yes. minutes. There will be some customs. So everybody getting your seats so we don't have to miss our slot taking off.
Yes.
And we were like, move along, people. We have an hour. We had like an hour.
Well, hour and a half. We had an hour and a half. So we have to go through customs. So, you know, you're walking. DFW is like, it's huge.
And
it's
I'll
enormous.
Be the first one to say, I used to have global entry. And I'm like, eh. I never found it. I use it so little, like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's changing.
For the following reasons. So take walking, it away.
So we finally get to customs. It's a sea of people. Think Disney World on its most busy day.
For Space Mountain.
With the lines, the snake. Yeah. But that didn't stop there. So the line where at the end of the rope.
It went all the way past the bathrooms into the hallway around the corner
to the right. And I'm here's me. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm thinking, we're not gonna.
I'm an American. This is my country.
Like, why aren't there more people who are staffing this? This is crazy. People want to work. And so I had to calm myself down because
you were getting a little spun up.
I was getting a little spun up because I was worried we were going to miss our flight. And then.
Which was a real possibility at that
because
point.
You started looking at flights. And then I'm like, you know what? The Holy Spirit was like, Tina, bring it down a notch. Bring it down.
Is that what you heard? Bring it down a notch.
I love the Holy Spirit. Calm down. And what's the Matthew verse I asked you? Why worry about today when there's enough to worry about tomorrow?
For tomorrow has enough to worry for itself. Can you add a single hour to your day by worrying?
And that scripture, and I'm not
you asked
good at
me about it in line. You asked me,
and
about
I'm like,
it.
Yeah. I just it just diffused me, and I'm like, you know what? What happens? Happens. It's according to God's will, and we will deal with whatever happens.
And while we were in this line, so like up and back, and this is the U.S. passport holders only line.
We're talking thousands of people.
And I'm in this line, and you know, I already thought like, well, we'll deal with it, whatever. And quite honestly, you're so awesome. You said, if we miss this flight, we're just going to rent a car and drive. I'll drive. You said, I'm like, my wife is great.
Oh, I'm great again.
Because any other flight, whether we drove or waited for a plane and got on a plane, it would have taken the same amount of time. And so I'm just like, look at all these people. These are all Americans. And I really was enjoying.
Oh, you were?
And I was thinking, child of God.
Oh, nice.
Look at this chick with all the tattoos. Child of God.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that guy. Child of God. And American. And I was just enjoying the amazing array of people who all were Americans because they were all in the American passport line. And it really made me quite happy. I was just like, this is really
nice.
And you know, there was a woman with crying kids running around. I'm like, children of God. Give that kid an iPad. Children of God. So
I didn't have that experience. I like people watching. I'm like, wow, she needs a bra.
And I was just like, American, child of God. Really? That's.
But I was really calm though. I'm like,
whatever happens will happen.
I was spun up
you
when I was.
You calmed yourself down within 5 minutes. Well, it went very fast.
The Holy Spirit's, because I leaned into God for sure. I leaned into him and it works.
Went very fast.
But it took almost about an hour. about all close to an hour.
Through, yeah. Yeah. And then we're through. I'm like, okay.
Got to drop our bags and off.
Our bags are right there.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, perfect. Walk out, drop the bags off. Then, of course, we had to go through TSA for the local 12 flight.
12-minute wait for TSA.
And we have, now we do have TSA pre, which is the great American way. You pay for faster access.
For not having to take your shoes off. Yeah.
which I still have to do because boots go off through the magnetometer. Although, on the way there and on the way back, they asked to look at your bag, but meanwhile, I've got podcast studios, I've got microphones, vape batteries,
I know.
I've got wires.
You sailed right through.
Like, oh, good to go. And you're all good.
I thought if they stop him and they check his bag, yeah,
we're probably going to be late.
Really, really tight.
And so we're like, okay, we're through. This should be okay. There's probably another 25 minutes before the flight leaves. So we're just walking normally, like, this is D2. We're at D8000. And Dallas Airport.
I do not DFW.
And then meanwhile, Tina's like, I picked the wrong shoes for today.
Yeah.
You had sandals on. Yes. Like, what was that decision? I don't know.
I was like, if I wanted to look fashionable, which is wrong.
Well, you did. You look very fashionable. We're about 5 minutes from the gate. And all of a sudden,
yes, the flight to San Antonio 2882 is final boarding call. Everybody should be on board now in your seats or you're going to lose it.
And we just go, what? And we start booking. Congratulations. We did well on that.
Well, you were carrying two bags and I was carrying two bags and we're just like O.J. Simpson. We're O.J. Simpson through the.
And I'm just laughing the whole way. I'm like, I can't believe what we're doing. We're in our 60s. We're running for a flight. And we go.
I'm like, Adam, congrats. Your first workout. Running to the gate.
My first workout of my 60s.
Good. Yeah, but so we got there and
we made it.
Yeah. Perfect. More people were boarding, but
yeah, no, it was fine.
So, but yes, we were fine. We got home though. Yeah. We got to San Antonio. We landed on time.
Robert
was
waiting for us. Good old Robert was waiting right by the curb. Thank you, Robert.
Yes. And we got home and you're like, hey, can I fire us up some steaks?
Yes. So, and I did on my pit boss and they were excellent, I must say.
Yes, you're becoming a pro.
I'm getting really good at it. We had to move it outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a smoke bomb. For those of you who don't have a pit boss or a pellet grill, well, first of all, none of you probably have a pit boss. Okay, you may have a pellet grill of some other lesser brand.
Yes,
and not have friends who give you a lovely pit boss for your birthday.
Yes, yes.
But you have to start it with the lid open. This is the number one trick tip you see on YouTube where you see everyone's pit boss blowing up.
Oh. Actually exploding?
Well, what happens is the smoke builds up as it's getting ready to ignite. And if you have the lid closed, then all the smoke builds up. It lights, goes, and it will pow, it could pop your lid open.
Oh, okay.
So, but that first smoke thing is pretty smoky if it's right next to the
Where did you put the Weber?
The what?
Where'd you put the Weber? Where in the garage?
Right in front of my car.
Oh, I didn't even see it when I was in there today.
Yeah, it's got the cover on. I put it exactly where you would want it so you wouldn't see it. Bam!
Okay.
Did it. that old gas-fired thing? That old-fashioned thing?
No, that's the thing I'll be firing up because I don't know how to cook on the pit boss.
It is very simple once you know how to do it. And I'm learning all the, like, we did hamburgers tonight. That one fast.
Perfect. The filet mignons, just a tad overcooked.
My mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were still good, but now I like them a little.
They were medium instead of medium rare.
Yeah.
I learned another lesson. Yeah. I'm getting to know.
Yeah, you're doing great, baby. You're doing great.
Anyway, so Tina's, when you get home, and by the way, first thing you do is unpack. You're awesome.
I do.
You unpack everything. After you packed everything, I have a magic suitcase. It comes with auto packing and auto unpacking. And auto wash. It's amazing. So.
Well, you took me on this beautiful vacation. That's the least I could do for you.
So actually on the way home, Robert says, you want me to stop and get you guys, you wanted to stop and get something? I'm like, nah. I said, we'll just do some steaks when we get home. We're home and I can already see you're not, you've unpacked, you're sitting on the couch, you're done. I'm like, let me take control.
Yes.
So I defrost in.
I don't know how you defrost.
Cold water, babe. Cold water.
You gotta put quickly?
You got to put in cold water. They were T-bone ribeyes.
Sirloin.
Yeah. And so I put them in the cold water, kept the cold water streaming, turn the thing on. And we're just going to eat that. We had nothing else. And who needs anything else? When you have KNC cattle steak, it's all you need.
Yeah.
And so I do that and I set the bar with two places and I'm like, pull out two candles.
I know you did. You're like, she didn't have M&Ms tonight.
I dimmed the, oh no, I was not in M. It was not an M&M night for me either. I'm like, and then we just had a nice little.
And I even had a glass of wine.
You did. You actually said, I'm going to have a glass of wine. We had a glass of wine mm-hmm. and then we went to bed and the next morning.
You could not wait.
Phoebe.
I know you could not wait. Yes. You were jonesing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you called me like, I got voicemail.
Got voicemail. I just want to make sure she had had her wash and everything. Mm-hmm. And, we have to have this feeling where you call and they're like, are you sure you boarded your dog with us? Like, dude, don't give me that. Don't give me that. Anyway, worked out okay. And went so to get her. Yeah. She was very demure.
Demure and
mindful.
Very
yes. demure, very mindful.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like she was a... She has her own little personality.
She was mad at us.
She was mad.
She was mad.
It's good to be home, but... Did you see where you put me for 9 days?
She was mad. Like I was like, Phoebe. She looked at me like,
She wagged her tail a bit, but
hardly.
Yeah.
And she's like, give me some water.
But then last night she was back to her normal. So
yes.
she's back. Now she's back to
it
her
took
knee.
Took her a good 12 it hours did. To it, like, yeah to she, recalibrate.
Yeah.
But I thought for sure she'd be like, oh, I'm happy to be home. She's like, dude.
I am mad at y'all. I'm mad at y'all. But she had a good time. She looks in.
Well, don't know. She, I mean, she came back in one piece and she smells good.
Yeah. Well, they do love her there. They're always like, oh, Phoebe. And when we leave, goodbye, Phoebe. And goodbye. And then she hugs, you know, does a little rub against them and everything.
She does?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they take good care. I know they take good care. Okay. It's called Paws and Claws. How could you not?
Paws and Claws.
It's Paws and Claws Cute. Pet Resort.
Cute. So yeah. the family is back together.
Yes. And I'm happy to be home. And I'm glad we're not leaving really. Well, I guess you're going pretty soon.
Well, we got plans this weekend on what? Friday and Saturday.
I'm okay. I just want to be home. I want to be home.
Yeah.
With my wife. And as much as I love our daughter, my stepdaughter, I'm glad we're alone. Just you and me. Just yes. alone.
Yeah.
Alone.
I know.
Alone with our dog.
Yes.
Just you and me.
Yes.
It's our restoring the vibes of our home.
Yes, I agree.
And it's fine that you booked the calendar for the next. Here's Tina.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm so stressed. We have to plan a dinner with this and with Paul and Ashley and with Chris and Vic and with Tim and Kim. After you come back from your hike,
no,
nothing until November.
No, it's not going to happen because the first peppy grandchild is arriving in November. So I'd like to have them out beforehand.
But we have
Paul and Ashley. We have Mike and Diana. We have Kim and Tim, Vic and Chris, and Tiffany and Rob. Oh, yeah.
Right.
We have some dates we got to get on the calendar.
You are so good at the social calendar. Look at how blessed we are. Blessed we are, all these people we get to hang out with.
I know, and I love all of them.
They're all interesting and fabulous.
Yes. So the calendar is going to get a little clogged, so just stick.
But at least we're not traveling.
No, I am, though. The band is getting back together.
Yes, the Blonde Squad.
The Blonde Squad and Trisha.
Yeah.
Yes, back together on October 10th. We're heading to the Smoky Mountains.
And isn't Dame Christina Pearl coming with you
guys?
Yes,
she is. And she's got to go through initiation.
Don't even ask. Dame Christina Pearl, don't even ask. You'll love it. Initiation is great with these kids.
So all the ladies start talking about bringing their thermals. I'm like, thermal underwear. I'm like, really? Like, how cold does it get?
You're
like,
going to Tennessee, right? Blue Ridge Mountains?
They're like, you know, it says like 40s. I go, you know what? I dragged that darn puffer coat all the way to Utah and
If I were you, I would take it because you're going to rue the day that you don't have the puffer coat. I'm telling you, you're going to rue the day.
Yeah. So and then we were talking about brown bears. You know, like there's brown bears out there, but Ellen told me that they're not nearly as bad as grizzlies. Like they don't really bother you.
Some bear spray just in case.
I'm hoping that the Explorer Chick girls have
bear spray.
I'm hoping they have it because it's not something that I'm going to encounter.
We can get you bear spray.
Yeah.
It's easy. You excited about that?
I am.
Is that a week or 5 days? How long is it?
I fly out on Thursday and then we hike until Sunday and then we're staying Sunday, Monday night and I fly home on Tuesday. So a little less than a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So it'll be fun.
It'll be Adam and Phoebe at home.
Yes. Watching, you know, like Star Wars things.
Formula One.
Or Star Trek.
Rust Belt restoration. Yes, and yeah. I'm not so big on the sci-fi stuff. I like the car stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. I'm glad we're back. Praise God for the time we had, for the favor we had every single night when we prayed at dinner. And we prayed breakfast, lunch, and we didn't have lunch, but breakfast and dinner.
Yes.
And we're just so thankful, so incredibly thankful, and always for our community and for all the people who have been brought into our life, which has just been outstanding.
Yes, yes.
Just so fantastic.
I know.
Did you by any chance have a God shot?
Of course I do.
Yeah, everybody, here we go. It's time for the God shot.
God shot.
Yes. Whoa. Tina blowing her nose for a rare occasion on the show.
I don't know what's going on with mine.
Yeah, it's pollen. It's something in the air.
Pollen?
Yeah, pollen.
Okay.
It's air. We got all kinds of trees here.
Okay.
God shot.
So I've been thinking about my friendships, you know, and I have a very long, long friendship with my girlfriend, Teresa. And I mean, back to 1988. So how many years is that? I don't even know.
A long time.
Long time. And Teresa and I have really evolved together. And now we're walking in faith together, which is, I love that. I love that.
She's always been Catholic?
Yes, she was raised Catholic. And both of her kids went through a Catholic school. I don't think she goes to the Catholic church anymore. In fact, she watches the bridge service every Sunday morning.
But faith played no part in your relationship up until recently.
Not at all. Yeah. You know, and it's just like your friendship with Dave Jones, you know?
Yes.
Like you never knew.
I knew, but like, nah, whatever.
Yeah. Same with me. Like I knew Teresa sent her kids to Catholic school. They went to Catholic church and it was like, you know, but so we've been through different cycles of our journey together, our friendship. And when we were in Mexico, this proverb came up and I immediately texted her about it. And it was Proverbs 13, verse 20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers hard.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. You know, when I think about the people that I surround myself with, it's people that I want to lift me up. And when I think about all the people in my life, Teresa definitely kind of rises to the top because we've just, our friendship has endured such a journey and we share so much together and we learn from each other. And whenever we're talking about things, whether it's issues we're sorting out or it always comes back to trusting God. And I love that. And we recognize like, wow, our friendship has really changed where it's become like God is in the center of our friendship. And I love that. So yeah.
I have seen this because I knew Teresa. PJC, pre-Jesus Christ in our life. And I've seen the difference in you two.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
Yes.
It really is.
And we were talking today and she said, you know, there's no competition. There's no jealousy. There's no insecurity. There's none of that.
I've never seen that.
At all. And I love her. She is such a good.
I love her too.
Good.
She's a good
woman.
Egg, man. Yeah. She's a good
egg.
And
she's coming to see me end of October.
Not again. Yeah. She better not leave the lid up.
She's going to love hearing that. She's going to love hearing that.
Speaking of Proverbs, I was talking to Mo today. We did our 100th and final episode of Mo Facts with Adam Curry, which wound up with a lot of, we'll just call it believer talk at the end. And you know how Pastor Brian set us all in a course of 4x4?
Yes.
So at minimum 4 times a week, we kind of do 7x4, 4 times a week, you read Proverbs, scripture, gospel, and then free choice.
Right.
And so what came up, and I'd never known this before, Mo says, you know, there's 31 Proverbs. See, I know that because 31 is my favorite. He says, at the beginning of every month, I start over. Proverbs 1, the second day proverb.
Oh, he says, I like it's, that.
I know, right? I was like, oh, that's perfect. You can do proverbs all the way through the month.
I like that.
Isn't that interesting?
Because I like proverbs too.
Proverbs are great. Yeah. And of course, how many times in my life have I not heard, according to an old wise proverb, now I know where they all come from.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was an interesting. I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do the MoFax daily proverbs.
I like that.
Very
well,
cool.
Well, I mentioned this before. I started rereading the Bible. And so I'm still in Genesis.
Where, I was going to say, where are you?
Yeah, I'm still in Genesis, but I'm reading about Joseph again, which was our last Bible study. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do that at my pace. I'm not
sure,
you know,
this is your second time or third time.
This is my, well,
kind of third time.
It'll be third time through the New Testament.
Yeah.
But in October in my Bible study, we're going to be reading Revelation. So I'm like, oh, yay. Cause that's we've talked about this. That's the hardest book for me.
Yeah.
So. So again, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers hard. Be careful who you lift now you up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, cut me off.
I was timing. Jeez. I was timing. Here, God, do it again. I'll edit it. No one will ever know. Do it one more time.
Okay. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers hard. So just a reminder to surround yourself with people that lift you up. Whether it's intentional or not, we are always being disciplined by somebody.
There we go. No one will know.
Now it's time.
Now you just said no one will know.
Oh, that's right. I screwed up the edit. What can I say?
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Well, amongst the many things we love about this podcast, it's the value for value nature, which means you can send any value back any way you want. We really love it when you let people know about the show, turn them on to it, say, hey, you know, this is kind of a fun podcast to listen to. And of course, we're a top 10 podcast on Fountain. I do have a complaint.
Oh,
because, typically Pastor Jimmy and I, we boost each other.
Right.
And all of a sudden they dropped a new episode today. He didn't warn me they were recording today. So I didn't have time to send out the boostagram.
They're back on their weekly schedule.
So now I missed it. And guess what? He didn't boost us either. It's like, oh, okay. I got you, Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, so now we're dropping out of the top 10.
We're dropping out of the top 10.
Good job.
I was listening. While I was cooking the burgers, I was listening to them because I just saw that it dropped. I just saw their pod dropped. And I'm listening. And then it's like, I'm going to give Adam a striper boost anyway. And Damonette's like, no, he didn't. He didn't boost. He doesn't get a striper donation boost.
So, cracking the whip.
Yeah. So I'm better than that. I'm giving a pre-striper for Jimmy.
I listened to their last week's show. It was really good.
Oh,
they've been doing good shows, man.
Yeah. They're on like episode 74, 75. Yes, yeah. I'm so proud of what they're doing.
And they're in like 1,576 days of carnivore.
18 years of carnivore.
We're full of beef.
Like, we'll never catch up to your carnivore.
No. Anyway.
So it does help us get into the Fountain Top 10, which brings more people to the show. So whatever you can do, we appreciate it. We also really love people sending stuff to the P.O. box. And I'm doing the show with Mo and Tina,
No, you weren't doing the show yet. I texted you. You were getting ready.
I was just getting ready. Like, oh, my God, there's so many packages. Because you went to the P.O. box.
Yes.
Would you mind doing those first? The
P.O.
box stuff? Because we got so many lovely books
and all kinds
of cool stuff that we got. Thank you. By the way, currythekeeper.com is our website for all the back episodes, for how to sign up to the newsletter and the donation page, which includes our P.O. box.
Okay. We got a book from John Train. It's called Are You Ready for Victory? And he sent it with this note. In the evening, y'all, my pastor here in Tucumcari.
Wait, let me do in the evening, y'all. Yeah.
Tucumcari is preaching through Deuteronomy, and it has been both illuminating and refreshing. I know you'll enjoy the book. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, from John Train. I'm excited about this because as I'm going through the Bible, they're going to, she's obviously guide you through Deuteronomy too. So I'm going to read that simultaneously. Cool. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I love these kinds of books. I love it because it's not too thick. We get through that one easy. All right.
And then we got another. I love the Dorfels. Can I just say that?
Of course. And by the way, I'm doing their live show, the Dorfelverse, next Tuesday,
oh,
I think.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Tom had emailed me and told me. That's
Papa Dorfel.
Papa Dorfel, and told me that it was TJ that did the question of the week jingle, not
thank
Clint.
You. Yes. Thank you for setting us straight.
Thank you. So
thank you for listening, Papa Dorfel.
Yes. And so anyway, Cheryl sent another beautiful towel.
Mama Dorfel.
And who, I want to know how you make these. Like, do you weave this yourself? I'm interested. So her note said, dear Tina and Adam, thanks for your podcast. Enjoy the new towel from my latest batch. P.S. My husband considers Wednesday nights a date night when he comes home from work and we listen to the podcast. Aww. He's a goof. Cheryl and Tom. This is so, and I just showed
it's
you.
Pretty.
It's colorful.
Intricate. It's intricate.
And I don't want to use them because they're too nice.
And you showed me the previous one. You said, I'm afraid to use this. It's just so beautiful. You just want to like hang it up on the wall, frame it. Like, you know, it's just as art. You don't really want to use them.
I was actually thinking like, how can I display this?
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And just not. I need to know more. Does she make these and sell these?
Yeah,
does
Cheryl,
she
have, please fill me in. Yeah, I want to know.
Give us
the backstory.
Yeah, if you're selling them, we want to promote you because they are, and they're not just beautiful, but they feel good like a towel should.
They're like a piece of art, like a towel should, not like the towels in Puerto Vallarta.
No. You could sell them to this hotel we know in Puerto Vallarta. Be a lot better than what they got.
Yeah. So thank you. Yeah. Give us the backstory, Cheryl. I'm really interested. Yeah. Okay. And then this was really a thoughtful gift. My heart was really warmed by this. I got a whole, it's 2 pound bag of vanilla nut, medium roast coffee, decaffeinated. Oh. And I'm like, I love that people know that I drink decaf and it's flavor. And it's beans, so I get to grind it. It's whole.
Here's
bean.
How it went, though. I opened this package because it was addressed to me, and you're like, yeah, okay, that's nice. You got coffee,
like
and
more coffee
said,
for you.
I said it's decaf, and it says for Tina the Keeper.
I know it says for Tina the Keeper, and it's from Brian Navarro. Brian, thank you.
And your whole face lit up, just like it is now. Like was, I got a gift.
It was so thoughtful.
It's a big bag. Is that like a 2 pounder?
Yeah,
2 pounder.
Yeah.
Nice. Can't wait to smell that.
And we got more books, but I don't think we got notes in with these books. So whoever sent us these
books.
Yeah,
there's two from the same person.
Is it? Okay, so it's The Day of the Lord Has Come by Benjamin Baruch. So there wasn't a card with that. And Preparing for Persecution, card that
seems
came
like that's a book I'm interested in. Like, okay, yeah.
Yes, I'm interested in both of those. And then we got a book from Matt.
From Matt Munch.
You
want
to read the note? Here you go.
Yes. Matt said, now Matt, of course, we met him initially at the Spark Media Conference.
Yeah, last
and then
September.
Again, we saw him at the K-Love Award. And he's a great guy. We've had ongoing conversations. And I think he'll have a big role in podcasting 2.0. He now works with Christian artists and helps promote them, including... Right there. Matthew West on my wall. He says, Adam, I'm so grateful to have met you, have been introduced to the world of Pod 2.0. Got to work on that. And V for V. 20 years ago, I read this book, Roaring Lambs. It inspired me then and re-inspired me a few months ago when I reread it. Key themes, be salt and light in the world. Stop complaining about how bad culture is and up and change it. Be excellent in everything you do, especially media that transforms culture. You are a roaring lamb for the kingdom. Aww. Matthew 5:13-16 from Matthew Munn. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I'd like to read this.
That is really fantastic. I can't wait to read it. I think that looks like it's a book from his personal collection.
Yeah.
Like he just said, I got to send this to Adam.
Yeah. No, this is good.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you. And then this one came in and I can't read that because it's in Dutch.
Oh, yes. So. This is a Dutch devotional and it came from Connie Vos Leusink. And she had seen me on an interview in Holland when I was there visiting Christina. And
this is where everybody thinks that I'm the one that dragged you to church, right?
Yes. No, yeah. you are the Jesus freak and you dragged me into this cult. Obviously.
Yep. We're going to set that straight when I get there.
She says, I heard that you do a Bible studying with your wife, Tina, every single morning. Because I've been listening to the podcast, including No Agenda, and I like Value for Value, and I really I don't really understand everything you say in your podcast because my English isn't all that great, but I do understand the concept of Value for Value. And at the end of last year, my Dachbuch came out, which is like diary, with, you know, so it's basically devotional. And as every single devotional mentions the word day. It's in Dutch, so I'll give that a try in preparation for my big interview coming up in December.
Yes.
Which will be in Dutch. It's really interesting. I'm a little anxious isn't the right word, but when you go to talk to someone about your faith and it's in Dutch, I don't have any Dutch faithisms.
You talked about that.
Yeah. I have no faithisms.
Yes.
So I'll just do it in English, I guess.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. That was That's so nice. Sweet.
We do have some Value for Value. Got some Boostergrams that came in and some PayPals. We kick it off with 60,600 from Iris in Holland.
Wow.
And she says, Gefeliciteerd Adam, gefeliciteerd met je man, which, of course, is the Dutch way of saying congratulations, Tina, with your husband. The Dutch always congratulate the family. I wish you a great day together and a lovely year, of course. Groetjes from Iris.
Thank you, Iris. So kind. Pretty thoughtful.
Daniel Williams came in with $25 to the PayPal, as did Cole Dial. No notes. You can always add a note to the PayPal if you want to. And Julie Tesson came in with $20. In fact, she says, hello and welcome back. Wanted to let you know that I sent a donation to PO Box.
I have her note.
I'll read this one first. Okay. About 3 weeks ago, I've yet to hear it on the podcast. She was worried that it had been stolen. Hopefully it arrived. And Julie, it arrived.
It
and here's
did.
Tina to
yes.
read the note.
Thank you, Julie. It says, Adam and Tina, you are appreciated. This is when I was feeling the no joy.
Oh, yes, ago. Of course.
Thank you for being willing to share your lives with us. Tina, even your transparency and not feeling the joy is appreciated. We can all relate. What is so special about your podcast is its honesty. That is the appeal. May the Lord bless you in all you do. I know my donation is fiat, but I don't have PayPal or sats. Your value to me is much more than this donation, but this is all I have to offer. Oh, no,
that's the beauty of Value for Value.
Exactly.
That means you sent the max value and we appreciate it.
Exactly. Happy 100 episodes. A little late, I know. Please decant me.
Oh, very good. Happy to do that.
You've been decanted.
And let me tell, thank you, Julie. But what touches my heart more than anything is your note. Yeah. Like, I am a words of affirmation girl. Mm-hmm. That's my love language. So thank you. You were so thoughtful.
Very kind. Thank
and
you,
sorry sir. It took us so long to get to the P.O. box. It was a little crazy getting ready for Adam's party and vacation. And
20,000 sats from PCP, who says, happy birthday, Adam. Take all my sats.
Aww.
We took them. 10,000 sats from Comics or Blogger, still with us, Tina and Adam.
CSB.
Welcome back from Mexico. Today, I invite your audience to join hosts Phoenix and Phone Boy for a weekly couple podcast at lotuseffect.show. You met them at a meetup, so don't be a stranger.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Always promoting someone else's podcast.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Comics or Blogger. 10,000 from Gene Everett, who says, happy belated Adam. Cheers with little glasses, cheersing each other.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and there it is with the mini striper boost. Surprise, surprise. Sir Brian with one eye, who was texting you throughout our entire vacation. Can't take a vacation without Sir Brian with one eye being with us. And he says, just to correct the record from the last show, let me guess, this might be about him. Question of the week was not done by Clint with an eye. It was done by Dame TJ the Wrathful. Really? Credit to him. I ripped off the song and TJ re-recorded it, and it's not your fault, Tina.
Okay.
When you have so many cork soakers that want to collab to make y'all smile, it's easy to forget who did what. It's our way of saying thank you. Wait a minute. So TJ did it, and he's saying it's our way of saying thank you? I don't understand anymore.
And he collabed with him.
And also, maybe the tequila had not worn off yet. In the evening, y'all!
In the evening!
Thank you, Brian, with one eye.
Coming in with 60-60 for my 60th, of course.
Oh.
Pastor Combsy.
Oh, Pastor Combsy.
And he says, oh, God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor. We pray on your servant Adam as he begins another year. Yes. Grant that he may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen his trust in your goodness all the days of his life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
I really appreciate that, Pastor Combs. Very much. Very, very much. There's Dreb Scott, 1234, test boost.
Dreb. Okay.
And by the way, thank you, Dreb, for always doing our chapters, the chapter art. It is so appreciated.
I know.
He's
the Bruce Wayne of podcasting, right?
Yeah, the Bruce Wayne of podcasting 2.0. You're right. Yes. Yeah. We have no idea where his money comes from.
And he lives like underground.
In a cave.
Yes.
Yes, he's in a bat cave. Absolutely. But Dreb is just, he is a true treasure. He did 100 episodes of MoFax.
Oh my gosh.
100 of them, so 4 hours. You know, because he listens to every single podcast. While he's listening, he's setting markers. And then he goes back and he finds art and makes titles. It's pretty much an unsung hero. He deserves much, much more praise than I'm giving him here. Oh, and there's a second boost from Pastor Combsy.
Oh.
He has a question.
Okay.
How many sats are required to become a salmon yay?
Oh, geez.
Oh, Pastor Combsy. So go count up all your sats and let us know. They count 1.5 at CurringTheKeeper.com.
Yes.
Yeah, CurringTheKeeper.com. We, on the donation page, we explain how it works. You may be getting up there.
Yes.
So the total is $500. We just sent out the glasses to
Marco.
Yes.
And next time, Marco, I'm going to deliver them myself. Because what it costs.
Fly them out there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, for instance, we'll be there in December. I should have just should have brought them with me.
It's all right. It's well deserved, brother.
I hope they arrive in one piece.
Also, Pastor Combs, he says, prayers appreciated as I've just begun a 2-year program to become a certified spiritual director.
Oh.
You're on the list, brother.
Wow.
You're on the prayer list. Grace and peace to you and yours.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So sweet.
And then finally, Studio 2 Rocks says, you guys are so sweet.
Oh.
You guys are so sweet.
Hey, is that a new donor?
I think it is.
Decant.
Studio 2 Rocks, decanting for you.
You've been decanted.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Value for value works. It's very simple. You just send us back time, talent, treasure. Whatever it is worth to you is enough for us. It makes us super, super happy.
Yes.
CurringTheKeeper.com.
Yeah.
Ah. Whoa. Right. Whoa. We're running over time.
Okay.
Ready? We talked too long about M&M night. Not done by Sir Brian with one eye and Clint.
No. By
Sir TJ the Wrathful, of course. All right, here we go. The question of the week. Tina already knows what the question is, so her answer is rehearsed, pretty much like Kamala's debate, and playing the part of Trump who has no idea and gets triggered is Adam Curry tonight. Okay, I'm ready for
this
your question of the week.
One. This is an easy one.
All right, is going to be a pandering question, ABC moderator?
No. No. All right, what was your favorite moment on vacation?
Oh, man. Favorite moment on vacation.
Yes.
I would say probably, see, we arrive Monday, Tuesday. I think it was, there were so many favorite moments. But like I said earlier, sitting on the balcony that first morning, with our bottomless carafes of coffee, with our Bibles, our devotionals, and talking about the Word of God with you, that was right then I just felt, I love this. I love this woman. I Aww. Love God. I love all of it all put together. There were many, many, many moments, but that one just stuck out right away, right at the beginning of the vacation, like, this is great.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Okay, you're going to top me now.
No, I can't top that. My favorite moment, which is seared in my mind, is when we first walked into the room and saw all those balloons for your birthday.
Oh, yes, yes.
All the balloons and the wine and the fruit and the cheese and the notes from Anthea and Lauren.
That was beautiful.
I was blown away by that hospitality. Blown away. It was so thoughtful.
It was.
Yes.
It was, and quite a surprise. I did not expect
I wasn't expecting that either.
That was kind of an Adam Curry type arrangement. Like
this You've done that for me.
I've done that for you.
You've done that for me.
Oh, someone did that for me. It's so nice.
And I know. I just love being able to continue to celebrate you.
I really.
Yeah.
Thank you. So. Is it over now? Is my celebration week over?
It's done, baby. It's time for you to think about my Christmas gift.
Tina Marie Curry, I love you, girl.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next Friday, everybody.
Friday?
I mean, Wednesday. Thursday?
Wednesday.
Stop eating my M&Ms.
In the evening, Curry and the Keeper.